Okay, good morning and a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Babasra daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page on Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. So share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times. And it's tzacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is first the Mishnah is going to talk about the Benos Slavchad and how exactly, what portions of Yerusha the Benos Slavchad received. We're going to see that they did not receive a portion of Yerusha. They received three different portions of Yerusha. And that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of how Yerusha worked exactly in terms of dividing up Eretz Yisrael between the people who had entered Eretz Yisrael, or was Eretz Yisrael divided up by the people who left Mitzrayim, and then their whatever portions they were destined to have, even though they didn't make it, their children yarshined those portions. So how exactly did they do the division of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara's got that, and that's pretty much the whole daf. The whole daf is going to be the discussion of different possibilities of how exactly the Yerusha worked at that stage. So let's begin. So we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Beis. So the Torah tells us what Moshe Rabbeinu taught about the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael for the Bnei Yisrael. The Benos Slavcha ben Chefer came and their father died without having any male children, and they said that even though the Eretz Yisrael is divided only for Zacharim and not for Nekevos, but their father is a Zachar, and therefore they should be Omid b'Mekom Aviyem, and therefore they should get a Chelek in the Yerusha as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shaila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, they are correct. They're correct that the Bas is Yoreshes, a father, b'Mekom Shein Ben, when there is no son, so the daughter is Yoresh, and therefore the Benos Slavchad are in their father's place to get a Chelek Ba'aretz. So the Torah goes through. Once it mentions that, it talks about all the Seder Yerusha, the entire parak of Yesh Nochlin is built on that conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Benos Slavchad. So the Mishnah discusses what exactly did they get in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason we have this Mishnah over here is because we just discussed on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph that Kol Yotzei Yerecho Shel Ben Kod Min Labas. That if a mace had a ben and a bas, and then the ben dies b'chayei aviv, but he leaves a bas behind, the bas haben is in place of her father to receive the Yerusha of the Zayda, and at the expense of the aunt. The aunt doesn't get anything. The bas herself doesn't get anything. So once we mention that, this idea that the bas haben takes the place of the ben, so we learn about Benos Slavcha. So Benos Slavcha natu shlosha chalokim benachla. They took three portions of a nachla that Bnei Yisrael received in Eretz Yisrael when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean three full portions, because the nachla of Chefer was his chelek with Achei Avien, as we'll soon see. They had a chelek of the chelek of Chefer, as we'll soon see. But they had three chalakim of the nachla. Number one, they got chelek Avien, Shaya im Yotzei Mitzrayim, the chelek of Tzlavcha, their father, who was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and therefore he gets a chelek of Eretz Yisrael as one of the people that left Mitzrayim. We're going to have a machlokas in today's daf, machlokas Tanaim, about the Seder Chaluka for Bnei Yisrael, and we're going to see that this is assuming that our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yoshia, that Eretz Yisrael was Neschalik for the Yotzei Mitzrayim and not for the Bayi Ha'aretz. Meaning, even though the people who actually received a portion of Eretz Yisrael, obviously the people who entered Eretz Yisrael, the people who died in the Midbar, didn't actualize their Yerusha, but the way it was divided was based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So that's the assumption that we're working with at the moment. So anyway, so Chelek Avien Shoyim Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Benos Slavchad took their father Slavchad's portion because he was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Second Chelek they got is V'chelko Im Echav B'nichsei Chefer. That Chefer was Slavcha's father, he was also among the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and therefore he also was entitled to Yerusha, to a Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. So Slavcha got a piece of that together with his other brothers. So now the Benos Slavcha stand in the place of their father to receive that portion. Because again, it was Nischalik L'chol Yotzei Mitzrayim. So in Avu Beno, who were both Miyotzei Mitzrayim, each of them got their own chelek. We don't say one per family. Anyone who was Miyotzei Mitzrayim got their own chelek. So Tzlavchan had his chelek, and Chefer had his chelek. And then the third portion is V'shahaya Bechor V'notol Shnei Chalakim. Tzlavchan was a Bechor to Chefer, and therefore in the Nachla of Chefer, Tzlavchan was destined to receive two Chalakim, because the Bechor is notol Bishnayim. And therefore the daughters now got those two chalakim. Even though Tzavchad was no longer around to take the pishnayim b'nichsei aviv, but his daughters are going to take the chelik ha-pashut b'nichsei aviv and also the chelik ha-bechora b'nichsei aviv, because the assumption is that it's considered as if it was muchzak b'yado already. That's the nature of the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, that we view it as if it was already muchzak biyadam. Now, Bnos Slavchad also got another chelik in the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is going to say on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis that the brother of Slavchad died without any children, and therefore Slavchad yarshened his brother as well, and therefore the Bnos Slavchad would get that portion as well to be Yoresh with the other brothers, with the other Bnei Chefer. So if one of Chefer's sons died, and now all of his, without any children, now all of Chefer's brothers are going to yarshin, so Tzlavchad is among Chefer's brothers who is going to, all of Chefer's sons are going to yarshin, so Tzlavchad was among that group as well, but the Tanav, our Mishnah doesn't mention that, because that's not a chiddush, because if they're omid b'mekom avian to take the chelek of the nachla of Chefer, so they're also omid b'mekom avian to take the chelek of the nachla of any of Tzlavchad's brothers who had died without any children. But the three portions that the Tana does identify, the Ritva points out, is a chiddush in each one. The fact that they take the chelek of Tzlavchad in Eretz Yisrael teaches us that Eretz Yisrael is Nischalka liyotzei Mitzrayim. The assumption is that he had a chelek. The fact that they take a chelek in Chefer's chelek teaches us that a bas haben is omeid b'mekom haben to be yoresh a chelek with the other brothers. And the chelek b'chora teaches us that Eretz Yisrael is muchzekas biyad b'nei Yisrael. Meaning the halacha is that a b'chor only takes pishnayim b'muchzak, not b'ro'i, not it's something that they never had a hold on, only on that which they already had. So Eretz Yisrael, Tzlavchad never had Eretz Yisrael, he never made it to Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean that it's that he's going to get pishnayim? Chefer never made it into Eretz Yisrael. So if Chefer didn't have it, Tzlavchad shouldn't get the pishnayim in Eretz Yisrael. But that teaches us a principle that Eretz Yisrael is considered muchzak, that it's not considered ra'ui, that even before we had it, it was already considered muchzak biyadenu. So each of these three chalakim teach us a chiddush in the Yerusha. So now the Mishnah had said that Benos Slavcha took the chelek of their father that he was supposed to take in Nachlas Haaretz because he was among the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So we see from here, we could see based on that who the Tana of our Mishnah holds like in a major machlokas Tanaim as far as how Eretz Yisrael was divided. Now we're going to have a discussion in a few days from now on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph whether Eretz Yisrael was Neschalkel Shvat, meaning was it divided into 12 even parts, and each Shevet got one of those 12 even parts without any accounting made for the size of the Shevet, that you could have one Shevet that was twice the size of another Shevet, but each Shevet would get an even share of land, or maybe no. Maybe they took into account the census. They took into account how many members there were of each Shevet before dividing up Eretz Yisrael into Shvatim. So each Shevet got a chelek based on the population of that shevet. And the Gemara's conclusion is going to be that it was l'shvatim nischalka, that it was divided evenly among all the shvatim, regardless of the population of that shevet, of how many people were in that shevet. The machlokas we're about to discuss is not that. It has nothing to do with that machlokas. Whether it was the Eretz Yisrael's Nischalik based on the number of people in each shevet, we still have to know who those people are. How do we count those people? People from when? People from when they left Mitzrayim? People from when they came into Eretz Yisrael? People, meaning regardless of that, meaning whether it was divided evenly among all the 12 Shvatim, good, let's say every Shevet got an even part. Now what? Now what does each Shevet do with their part? They have to divide it among the people in their Shevet. But what does that mean, the people in their Shevet? The people who entered Eretz Yisrael? The people who left Mitzrayim? That's our discussion, not the discussion. The discussion we're going to have later is going to be how we divided the original division into 12 pieces. Okay, that's what, now we're talking about the subdivisions. That once we've already figured out how to divide it into 12 pieces, how do we divide among the different people, the individual families, within those 12 pieces? So says the Gemara, Tanan Kemad Yomar, our Mishnah is going like the Shita, that Liyotze Mitzrayim Nischal Kol Aretz, that Eretz Yisrael is divided based on the people who left Mitzrayim, and they were Morish to their children, their Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Yonasan holds that Eretz Yisrael is Nischal Kol Labaya Aretz. If that would have been the case, then Slavchad would not have gotten anything, because Slavchad was not among the Baya Aretz. So by virtue of the fact that we're identifying Slavchad as having had a portion, even though Slavchad never made it into Eretz Yisrael, we see that the way Eretz Yisrael was divided was not among the Ba'i Ha'aretz, it was divided among the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Did Tanya, because we have a Braisa, tells us this exact Machlokas Tanaim, that Rabbi Yoshia Omar, Li Yotzei Mitzrayim Nischalka Aretz, that Eretz Yisrael is divided among the people who were 20 years or older at the time that they left Mitzrayim, even though the Bepoel, the Eretz Yisrael was actually distributed and given to the people who entered Eretz Yisrael, but the size of the portion that each person got was based on their ancestor who left Mitzrayim. So it's as if they themselves, the ancestor themselves, the one who left Mitzrayim, was the owner of that property and was then morish it to their children. So the example would be, let's say you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, who are both Yotzei Mitzrayim, right? They both leave Mitzrayim. Reuven has 10 sons. Shimon has only one son. So when the 10 sons of Reuven and the one son of Shimon enter into Eretz Yisrael, Reuven and Shimon have equal portions that are now handed over to their sons. So each son of Reuven is only going to get one-tenth of what the one son of Shimon is going to get, even though they all walked into Eretz Yisrael at the same time, and Reuven and Shimon weren't there, because that's what it means. It was Nischalka, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, that Eretz Yisrael is divided based on the people who left Mitzrayim. And then it gets passed down in families, the way Yerusha gets passed down in families, and larger families, just the way Yerusha works. Larger families get a smaller piece of the pie. You know, each child gets a smaller piece of the pie than when you have smaller families. Shenemar, and the makor for this is that by the mitzvah of Chalukah Sa'aretz, for the people who came to Eretz Yisrael, that was done by Moshe and Elazar Cohen and Avros Mav, right before they entered Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Lishmos matos avosam yinchalu." That the word avosam is extra, and it's telling us that they were mechalik Eretz Yisrael for avosam, for the parents of those who were going into Eretz Yisrael, and those are the people that are mentioned in the first counting in the second year of after leaving Mitzrayim. So the people that are mentioned by Avos Mav are the people that are originally that are actually going to receive the portion, but it was all divided based on the initial census. Elamani Mekayim, but then what do I do with the pasuk that seems to contradict this? Because there's another pasuk that says La Eile Techalek Haaretz Benachla, that these are the people, the ones who are going into Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones that are dividing up Eretz Yisrael. La Eile, so the pasuk must mean ka'ela. People who are similar to the ones that are counted here, meaning that just like this count is a count of people from the age of 20 and up, so too, the original, when we do the cheshbon of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, who receive a portion of the Yerusha, who's people who were 20 years and up at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lahotzias atfalim, and that excludes ketanim, who are less than, or not dafka ketanim, but anyone less than 20 years old at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where they do not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Tfelim over here means like taf, but it doesn't mean taf as in under bar mitzvah. It means under the age of 20. That is one shita. So the second shita is Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Leboi Haaretz Nischal Kaaretz. No, Eretz Yisrael is divided among those who entered into Eretz Yisrael. So imagine you have Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim. Reuven has 10 sons. Shimon has only one son, and all the 11 descendants of Reuven and Shimon walk into Eretz Yisrael at the same time. They each get one even chelek. Each son of Reuven gets exactly the same size portion as the son of Shimon, because it's divided among them evenly, nothing to do with Reuven and Shimon. How do I know that? Says Rabbi Yonasan, Shenemar, because the pasuk says La'ela techalek ha'aretz benachla. It says that the Eretz Yisrael is divided La'ela for these people, not for their fathers. What does Rabbi Yonasan do? Elamani mekayim. How am I going to reconcile this with the pasuk that says Lishmos matos avosam yinchalu? That was the source of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia assumed avosam teaches that it was Liotze Mitzrayim who's nischalka. So no, the pasuk is telling us that Mushuna nachla. That in a certain sense, this Yerusha that Bnei Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael is different than all other Yerushos in world history. Every other Nachla, the living yarshin the dead. A person dies, so his living relatives yarshin him. V'kan meisim yarshin es achayim. But over here, by the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, it was the opposite. That the Yotzei Mitzrayim, who are already deceased, yarshin those who survive them, who are alive at the time that they enter Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, after the 10 sons of Reuven and the son of Shimon get their chelek in Eretz Yisrael, those 11 chalakim that are received go back to Reuven and Shimon, who are Yotzei Mitzrayim, and gets divided evenly between them, that each of them get 5.5 chalakim, and then their children yarshin it from them. So it turns out that the 10 sons of Reuven are going to have to split 5.5 chalakim, and the one son of Shimon is going to get 5.5 chalakim. So it's not that it's divided into 11 even pieces, and that's what they end up with. No, the original division, the original division is that 11 portions are portioned out for the descendant, for the children of Reuven and Shimon. And then we take those 11 portions and we view them as if they had always belonged evenly to both Reuven and Shimon. So now each Reuven and Shimon had 5.5 portions, and their children each yarshin their 5.5 portions. Reuven had a humongous family, so each of his kids gets a smaller piece of the pie from those 5.5 portions. Shimon had only one son, so Shimon's son gets the entire 5.5 portions. And that's how we're mekayim both psukim. La'ela tichalek ha'aretz teaches us that each of the people that are going into Eretz Yisrael gets a chelek in the Eretz in terms of how many chalakim are apportioned for this family. And the pasuk l'shemos matos havosam yinchalu teaches us that how much they're going to end up with is going to go back to their parents' generation. It's as if the parents had yarshined it from them and then passed it back down to them. That's the way to view it, that the people going into Eretz Yisrael got an immediate, they get a portion based on who they are, and then we view it as if they drop dead and they pass on the Yerusha to their parents, who are dead already. And then the parents drop dead and pass the Yerusha right back to them. Right, so but it goes back in different numbers. Since they pass it back to their parents, it goes back in even numbers to their parents. Then the parents drop dead and pass it on to them. 5.5 chalakim for each of them, and that's why That's why it turns out that both psukim are reconciled. Now, the reason the Torah says to me machzir the nachlos tiyotzi Mitzrayim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk says v'nasati osol lechem morasha. So it has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep his promise. But they all died because of the meraglim, so they didn't actually get a nachla. So, but everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Siv Seicham points out, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is einu chazeres rekab. It can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a promise and it's not going to be fulfilled. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah that the nachla should go back to them, and then they'll have the opportunity to be manchilah to their children. So they did get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, even though they didn't live to see themselves get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe explains the Seder Chalukah according to Rabbi Yonasan, meaning Rabbi Yonasan's more complicated Seder Chalukah based on the Mashal. Amar Rabbi Emshal Lechal Mashal Lema Davar Dome. Let me be Mazvir, Rabbi Yonasan Seder Chalukah based on the Mashal. Shnei Achim Kohanim Shoyu Bir Achas. Let's say you have two Kohanim that are in the same city, and they make a Tanai, they make a deal between them to divide all of the Trumos that are given to them evenly. That both of them are going to have friends who give them truma, or other people that may give them truma, and they make a deal between them that they'll always divide all their truma evenly. Le'echod yeshlo ben echod. One of these Kohanim has one son. Ve'echod yeshlo shnei banim. Another one of these Kohanim has two sons. V'holchu l'goren. The Kohanim themselves, the fathers don't go to the silo to collect the truma, their sons go. So, Reuven's kid with his two first cousins, right, with Shimon's two kids, all go to take the truma from the father. So since it's three of them at the silo, the person giving out the truma gives an even portion to all three of them. So Zesh Yeshlo Ben Echad, the one who has one son, Notel Chelek Echad, his son is going to get one Chelek. Zesh Yeshlo Shnei Banim, Notel Shnei Chalakim, he's going to get two Chalakim. But Umachzir and Eitzel Aviyan, they bring all three Chalakim back to their fathers, but the fathers had a deal, we divide everything evenly, so V'chalkin B'Shava. So each father is going to get 1.5 Chalakim, because that was their deal, that they divide everything evenly. Now that each father has 1.5 chalakim, they could pass that on to their children. So each son of Reuven's one son is going to get 1.5 chalakim, and Shimon's two sons will get 3/4 of a chalak, because that's the way it's going to be divided. So too, Chalukas Ha'aretz worked in a similar way, that since each one of the Baye Ha'aretz took a chelek and they brought it back to their fathers, who are deceased, but they brought it back to their fathers, Yotzei Mitzrayim, and then the fathers divided it evenly between them and then bequeathed it to their children. So it's not just that they yarshened it to their fathers, they were morished to their fathers, and then the fathers morished it right back to them. They were morished to their fathers, then the fathers divided it evenly between them, and then they were morishit back to their children. So that is the second sheet of how to reconcile these two psukim of la'ela on the one hand, and also that it's for the yotzei Mitzrayim. Reb Shimon Elazar has a third sheet of how it worked. La'elu ula elu nischalka aretz kedei lekayim shnei mikros halalu, that it was divided both for Yotzei Mitzrayim and for Baye Haaretz, for those who entered Eretz Yisrael, in order that both psukim should be able to be explained. Haketzad, what does that mean, and what way does that differ from the second opinion? Hayim Yotzei Mitzrayim, let's say the guy was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim and he died in the Midbar and he therefore didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. Notel chelko im Yotzei Mitzrayim, he gets a chelek together with the rest of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and he and his children yarshin that chelek. They were not 20 years old at the time that even if they're not 20 years old at the time that they enter Eretz Yisrael, they'll yarshin their father's chelek, meaning even if the children themselves aren't entitled to any chelek because they weren't 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim. They weren't even alive when they left Mitzrayim. The children aren't 20 years old yet when they come into Eretz Yisrael, but their father was 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim. So that father got a chelek. These children will get a chelek of the father. So however many children he had, they divide that chelek evenly. If a person was 20 years old at the time that they came into Eretz Yisrael and he was not one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, let's say he was less than 20 years old at Yitzias Mitzrayim, or he was just born in the Midbar, he wasn't around yet at the time Yitzias Mitzrayim, but he was 20 when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Notel Chelko in Baye Haaretz. Every member of the Baye Haaretz also gets a Chelek. Mikan Umikan, so if a person was fortunate enough to be Miyotzei Mitzrayim and also Mibaye Aretz, meaning he was 20 years old at the time that a Jew was 20 years old at the time that they left Mitzrayim, and he died in the Midbar, and his son is 20 years old by the time they enter Eretz Yisrael, so that son is going to get a chelek of his father, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, as well as a chelek of the son, as well as his own chelek for coming into Eretz Yisrael. Notel chelko mikan umikan. He gets his own chelek for being among the Bayi Aretz from his own rights to the chelek, and an additional chelek with the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Mikoach Aviv, who was one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So that's the way it was divided. Meaning, it wasn't that the division was done only for the Yotzei Mitzrayim and they bequeathed it to their children, nor that they divided up the portions only for the Bayi Aretz and then they yarshened it back to their fathers. And then back down. No, there was a portion reserved for everyone 20 years old at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and a portion reserved for everyone who was 20 years old at the time that they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Now this is maybe a broader point over here in this Machlokas Tanaim, because what's really going on in this Gemara is that we have two psukim and we're trying to figure out how do you reconcile the Shemos Matos Avosam and Le'ela Techalei Ka'aretz. So whenever you have Shnei Ksuvim Hamachishim Zeh Ezeh, what do you do? So we say every morning, Rabbi Shimon Lomer, Shnei Ksuvim Hamachishim Zeh Ezeh, Ash Yehovah Kosovo Shlishi, V'yachriya B'neihem. You find the third pasuk, and that third pasuk will be Machriya, and will tell you which way to go. So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that that's great if you have a third pasuk. But what if there is no third pasuk? We can't write psukim anymore. So they're not inventing any psukim anymore. So if you only have two psukim and there is no third pasuk to be machriya b'neihem, how do I handle the stira between two psukim? So Rav Yosef Engel points out is really a machlokas in the Gemara in Psachim. I think it appears in Beitza also, where the Gemara discusses that the Torah tells us that Yom Tov is supposed to be a time that's lachem, and it's another pasuk tells us that it's supposed to be a time that's lahashem. So which is it? Is it supposed to be a time where I'm achila, shtiya, shena, whatever I enjoy, or is it supposed to be lahashem that I'm supposed to be in shul and davening and learning it? It's supposed to be lahashem. So which is it? So there's a machlokas what to do with those psukim. So one possibility is, one shita that we have in the Gemara is that o kulo lachem, o kulo lahashem, that the Torah is giving options, that you could either choose Lachem or you could choose Lashem, but you have to do one or the other. And when the Torah has a stira between two, it's optional one way or the other. And the other possibility is that Chetzi Lashem and Chetzi Lachem, that half is Lashem, half, that you take a little piece of each of them, that each one is true in some way or another. Now over here, when we have this stira between two Pesukim, options is not an option, right? Meaning we can't say that everyone gets to choose whether I'm going to be mi Yotzei Mitzrayim or whether I'm going to be mi Bayi Aretz. So to give options doesn't really work. So there's got to be a way to make that both of them are mekuyam in some small way. So the machlokas is exactly how do we make it that both of them are mekuyam in some small way. So the first shita in the Braisa was Rabbi Yoshia. He said really the core principle is Yotzei Mitzrayim, it's Avosam. What do I do with La'ela? That just tells me the rules that are in place to be Mekayim, O Kula Lachem, so to speak, that it's Avosam. That really one of the Pesukim is the dominant Pasuk, and the other one is just setting the principle, setting the rules, that it means people who are 20 years old, just like when we did the census going into Eretz Yisrael for people who are 20 years old. So it just reveals to us the ground rules, but the real Pasuk that that sets the rule is Avosam. Yet, Rabbi Yonah's son says that the opposite, that really primarily it's about Le'ela. So the second pasuk is meaning both the first two shitos are going with the principle that when you have Shnei Ksuvim Hamachishim Zeh Zeh, one of them has to dominate. The other one somehow will be accounted for, but one of them has to dominate. The third shita says no, neither of them has to dominate. It could be that they're both true. It's Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. that somehow we make it all work. Half of Eretz Yisrael was divided for the Yotzei Mitzrayim, half of Eretz Yisrael was divided for the Baya Aretz, and therefore both of the Shitos are able to work in the end of the day. So it seems that this fits into that broader theme of what we do when we have Shnei Ksuvim HaMachrishim Zeh without a Kosov HaShlishi that is Machriya Beinehem. Now, according to the Shita that Eretz Yisrael is divided, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Brisa explains that not every Yotzei Mitzrayim got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael to be manchil to their children. The Meraglim, Yeshuva Kalev Notlu Chelkam, the Meraglim who spoke ill of Eretz Yisrael, see, even though they were 20 years old at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they don't get to take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael to be morish to their own children. Rather, the chelik that would have been earmarked for them, that would have been reserved for them, gets transferred to Yeshua and Kalev, who did not speak of ill of Eretz Yisrael. Which means that Yeshua and Kalev each got shisha chalakim in Eretz Yisrael, their own chelek and chelek of five of the meraglim. The makar is because pasuk says vayemusu anashim otziyah dibas haaretz v'Yeshua ben Nun v'Kalev ben Yefuna chayu min anashim ahem ha'olchum asuras haaretz. Chayu min anashim, the Gemara is going to say later on, means that they were lived from the chelek in Eretz Yisrael of the meraglim who did not get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what happened with the Meraglim's chelek. So essentially, there was a chelek reserved for the Meraglim, but that chelek was then diverted away from their families and instead given to Yeshua and Kalev. Unlike Mislonin and Vadas Korach, the 250 people that were together with Korach in his machlokas with Moshe Rabbeinu, lo hayalem chelek ba'aretz. They didn't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael with the rest of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and their nachla was divided evenly among all of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. I mean, it's not like they had a chelek earmarked for them, and we just diverted it to another individual. No, it went back into the pot. It got divided evenly with all of Klal Yisrael. So they divided Eretz Yisrael as if these people were not among the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So everyone got a slightly larger portion. That's how the Rashbam explains. So it's as if they never got it. So it's different, right? Meaning, whereas the Meraglim had the portion and then it just got diverted to someone else, the Mesaldim Vadas Korach, it's as if they never existed. It's as if they didn't get any portion whatsoever. So the Brisa explains the Habanim, the children of the Meraglim and the Mesaldim who came into Eretz Yisrael and didn't have a chelek from their fathers, Natlu B'Zchus Aviyavien, but they did get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael if their grandfathers were among the Yotzei Mitzrayim, because that they can still get. Meaning, even though the Meraglim, let's say the Meraglim themselves didn't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, because that was given instead to Yeshua and to Kalev, but if any of the Meraglim's parents were among the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so the grandchildren are going to be able to take it, and Ubizchus Aviyim Osehen. And also, if their mother's father was Miyotze Mitzrayim, assuming the mother didn't have any brothers, so then the mother would Yarshin her father, and she can still be Morish to Baneha Achareha, to her own children. The Banim themselves don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yoshia, because it was only Nischalkal Yotze Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that Labaya Oretz was also Nischalik, we're talking about Banim that were not 20 years old at the time of Knesset, at the time that they entered Eretz Yisrael, because that's why they're only taking on account of their grandfather. So that is how the three opinions of how Eretz Yisrael was divided up, as well as the accounting for the Meraglim and the Adas Korach. Now, we had said in the Brisa, when it says L'shmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu, that teaches us that Eretz Yisrael is Nischalik Liyotzei Mitzrayim. My mashma, the Hailish Mos Matos Avosam, Vyotzim Mitzrayim Ksiv. How do you know Matos Avosam means the fathers of those who went into Eretz Yisrael, who themselves were Yotzim Mitzrayim? And it's telling us that we divide the land based on Yotzim Mitzrayim. Dilmul Shvatim Kamarla. Avosam could be any number of generations up. Right? Avosam is not doesn't only mean we say Birchas Avos in Shemoneh Esrei every day, and it's not one generation up, it goes all the way back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So maybe it's telling us that we divide up Eretz Yisrael to 12 Shvatim. Matos Avosam is the 12 sons of Yaakov. Among the Bnei Hashevet, the Chalukah of the Bnei Shvatim was done only based on Baya Aretz and and not based on Yotzei Mitzrayim at all. Maybe, meaning, it's such a simple resolution. Instead of saying, we had a steer between two psukim. Avol Sam implies that it was divided based on an earlier generation. And then we have Le'ela implies that it was for the generation of Bayi Aretz. Such a simple resolution. We started the whole discussion by saying everyone agrees that initially you have to divide the land into 12 pieces. And the whole conversation is, now that it's divided into 12 pieces, how do we subdivide it? So why not just say simply, Avos Sam is a reference to that original division into 12 pieces, that we divide our soul into 12 pieces based on the fact that Yaakov had 12 sons, and then you subdivide it based on Bayi Aretz. So the Gemara answers, no, we know that Avos Sam means Yotzei Mitzrayim, Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says when Hashem is talking to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and he's promising to take them out of Mitzrayim and to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, it says, V'nasati Yosol Lachem Morasha Ani Hashem. So the Gemara explains, when he adds the word Morasha, Yerusha Hi Lachem Mei Avoseichem, that Eretz Yisrael is Yerusha from your forefathers, that it was given to Avram Avinu, and he's Morish Labanav Achrav, L'Yotzei Mitzrayim Ka'amalu. And Hashem was talking to Yotzei Mitzrayim, so he promised them that they're going to get a chelak. So it must be that Eretz Yisrael is Neschalik L'Yotzei Mitzrayim, and that's the Shmos Matos Avosam, that's who we are referring to. So that's Matos Avosam. Now, says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Simin, the Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of kashas on the different shitos about who Eretz Yisrael was divided among. So the Simin is Larav Tzlovchad Yosef. So Ichbal Menashe Yechashev. So I think that's how it works, right? So we're going to have one kasha of Rav Papa on the shita that holds that Eretz Yisrael is divided. From the pasuk Rav Tarben Achlasov, and also we're going to have a kasha on that same shita from the Taina of the Bnei Slavchad, and also from the Taina of the Bnei Yosef, which we'll see. Then Rav Papa is going to have another kasha on the Brisa that taught that Yeshua and Kalev took the chelik of the Mislonim in Eretz Yisrael, because Ichbal, that's the lashon of Ichbal, that they got a double nachla of Kalev and Yeshua, got an extra double nachla. And Rav Papa is going to ask also on the shita that says the Bayi Aretz Nischalka Aretz from the pasuk of Vayipul Chevle Menashe. So Menashe, and then Yechashev is the shayla Rav Papa is going to ask on that which the pasuk counts the Bnei Menashe is getting 10 chalakim ba'aretz. So that's the simon for all of the upcoming kashas on all of the different things that we said. So let's at least get it started. We'll do the first kasha. So I'm Rav Papa Abaye. So Rav Papa says Abaye Bish. I understand very well, according to the Shita, that Eretz Yisrael is divided among the Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's why Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, by Chalukas Aretz, L'Rav Tarben Achlasov L'Ma'at Tamit Achlasov, that you don't divide it based on the Mishpachos as they are when they enter Eretz Yisrael, but as they were when they left Mitzrayim. L'Rav means someone who was a larger family at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though right now it might be a smaller family. Tarben Achloso. So therefore, it's going to be everyone's getting a bigger piece of the pie because the pie was divided based on the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So if someone left Mitzrayim with 10 sons who were 20 years and older, and he and five of his sons died in the Midbar, and those five sons didn't have any children. So at the time that they entered Eretz Yisrael, there are only five sons left. So they get twice the portion. They get a double portion because that mishpacha gets 11 chalakim in Eretz Yisrael based on how many people they were at the time that they left Mitzrayim. Whereas if it were divided among the Bayi Aretz, they would only get five chalakim based on how many people they number right now. And that's the hemshech of the pasuk as well. V'lama'at. If there was a smaller family at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now it's a much larger family, well then, tamit nachlaso. Well then, the pie gets divided into much tinier pieces. So let's say someone left Mitzrayim with five sons who were 20 years and older, and they had each of them had many, many other sons in the Midbar. So now when they come into Eretz Yisrael, there are a whole bunch of, it's a large family of 20 people, so they have to take those six portions, the guy and his five sons, and divide it among the 20 people. So that's tamit. So that makes sense if you assume that it was Liotzei Mitzrayim. Elo lemandia, Amar Lebaya Aretz My Lerav Tarbunachlaso. But if you say that it's divided among the Baya Aretz, then what's Lerav Tarbunachlaso Lamata Minachlaso? It was just based on who was there at the time that they entered Eretz Yisrael. So says Mar Kasha, that's really Kasha. We don't have a simple way to explain and to answer this pasuk. The Rashbam points out that whenever it says Kasha, not to Yufta, the Rashbam points out back on Daf Nun Beis that when Tiyufta is when there's a pircha from a Tana, when it's a kasha from an Amora, the Gemara will leave it as a kasha. So when it's from a pasuk l'chora, it should have been a Tiyufta. So that's why the Rashbam writes kasha lanu, that over here kasha, the Rashbam writes, must mean that we don't have a clear derech to be mefarish the shita. But really, it should have been Tiyufta, because it's bigger than a kasha from a Tana. It's a kasha from a pasuk. Okay, but tomorrow we'll continue in Rav Papa's kashas on all the different things that we learned today. A good night.